brought to you by GMSDC Radio and broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for Let's Talk Small Business with your host, Stacy Key.
Good morning and welcome to this edition of Let's Talk Small Business. Stacy Key, your host, and I'm excited to be here. Every Tuesday at 11:30, this is a show that brings you all the information. If you're a small business, you're an entrepreneur, and you're looking for those relevant information that can help you grow your business, this is where you find it. We bring you the information that you can't get anyplace else. Small business, the engine that drives this American economy, and we want to make sure you have exactly what you need to grow your business. We're excited today. We're going to be talking about with Mary Ellen McCallahan. Mary Ellen is with the Georgia Department of Economic Development, and she is going to be talking to us today about some activities that are going to be going on the week of February the 16th through the 20th in the state of Georgia. Mary Ellen, welcome back. You're part of the family.
Thank you.
We are family for sure.
We are. So good to be back, Stacy.
And so there's a lot of exciting things going on next week here in Georgia for small business. And so you're going to start by telling, first of all, for those that may not know you, I think everybody does, tell us a little bit about what you do and how you help small businesses in the state of Georgia, first of all. Let's hear the Mary Ellen McCallahan story.
Okay. Stacy, I'm with the Department of Economic Development. That's a state agency that is the sales and marketing arm for the state. And part of that is a small business office, which I run. And we realized as a state that we weren't paying enough attention to our small businesses and resources, and we weren't marketing the resources. So over the past 10 years, we've had a great effort to do so.
That is a great. We appreciate that. We want all the resources and all the attention you can muster up.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, next week is a first, right? Next week is a first. Okay, so tell us about the first for the state of Georgia.
Well, this is the first Georgia Small Business Week. Now, we all know the SBA, the National SBA, has a Small Business Week in May.
Yes.
And they approach it very differently than we do, but Georgia's never had its own. So we decided to do that.
And so your office really spearheaded this effort for the state of Georgia to have its very first Small Business Week, right?
Yes.
Wow, well, kudos to you and the commissioner and the whole team for having the foresight for doing that. Now, what was magic about February? Why now?
Well, we certainly didn't want to compete or get on the coattails of the SBA. They have their own special place.
Right.
But our legislature is in session.
Correct.
January through March, and February is right in the middle.
Yes.
And it's very important that legislators are, you know, keen to all of this as well. Their constituency is mm-hmm. keen that they can partner, they can be aware, do things in their local level, whatever they want to do to spur small business awareness, attention, support, anything.
That like economic that. Growth. Okay.
That's right.
Great. So February is going to be, is that going to be our month from henceforward for the state of Georgia?
Yes. Well, the plan is.
Okay, that is the plan. Okay. February is the month.
Third week of February.
Okay, so that's my birthday week. So the 16th is my birthday. So it's an honor. I'm going to say it's an honor of me as well.
Okay.
And so that's always going to be the third week pretty much.
Yes.
And so I again, kudos to the Department of Economic Development, to you for having that foresight, for making this happen for all the small businesses throughout the state of Georgia.
Thank you.
We truly appreciate you working on our behalf. And so tell me about what's going to happen next week, all the great things that are going to happen next week.
Well, the big event that the state is going to host is called the Small Business Rockstars. This is our second, and we plan to do
rock
this
stars.
Annually. Absolutely, Rockstars. And what we did was we asked for nominations from all over the state on companies that not so much, you know, created the most number of jobs and put the most dollars in investment in their company, but mm-hmm. those that had a very unique approach, a very innovative approach to something, to marketing, to finding new markets, to whatever it was that put them over and brought in revenue from outside the county and brought new jobs and investment. So the uniqueness was first.
Okay, so you said the word, that innovation word, the I mm-hmm. word. And mm-hmm. so this, you know, this morning I was at this Midtown Alliance annual meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were talking about all the big thing is innovation.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, for those that don't know, the Georgia Department of Economic Development is located right here in Midtown Atlanta. They're right next to GMSDC. We're very close. And they're right here at Tech Square. And so in the last 30 days, Home Depot has announced they're bringing an innovation center. Coca-Cola Enterprise has announced they're bringing an innovation center. NCR announced over the coming months they're moving their headquarters. You've had another company announce they're bringing an innovation institute. So there's this, the I word is the buzz. It is everyone's focus on innovation.
Absolutely.
So what prompted you guys to focus on that I word, that innovation, and that whole piece?
Right. Well, in this case, the innovation isn't the R&D so much.
None of it is. Some of it is and some of it isn't.
Yeah. It's an innovative approach.
It's a new, it's change. It's a new way of doing things.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Creativity.
Exactly. Innovation and successful companies aren't just technology companies.
Correct.
I mean, when you look at the companies you just mentioned, and then you look at the Pet Rock or the Snuggie, you know, those
Chia plant.
Yeah, they became millionaires selling these things. So no innovation there. Well, in a way, maybe.
Yeah.
But anyway, did anyone here buy a Pet Rock, by the way? I hope not.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about
it.
Okay.
You got one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, when you have kids, you buy chia plants and you buy Pet Rocks because look, and you know, you're like, okay, it's okay. We'll take two of those and we'll keep
and
it moving.
Keep going.
So you buy all kinds of things that you normally would not buy as an adult, but you buy them for your children. And when the Pet Rock doesn't move because the child's expecting it to move across the floor, honey, you just keep it moving. And you know that. That's what you do as a parent. You buy all kinds of things that you look back to later and you say, really, I bought that?
You're bringing tears in my eyes. I don't want to cry on this show.
But you do that as a parent. You buy things that you know don't work, but your child is so happy and it brings a smile to their face. And when the fuzz grows on the chia plant and you're just dying when you see the fuzz on a chia plant, on a piece of rubber, you're just dying. And the child is so excited. But it's innovation. Who would have thought someone would have made $100 million with a piece of plastic growing fuzz on it? That's mold. Girl, that's mold at my house.
Exactly.
That is mold. And so they have made $100 million on chia plants.
And there you go.
It's innovation. But nevertheless, we digress. So innovation was the focus for the rock stars.
Well, yeah, part of it. Yeah,
yes.
Innovation and it's, yeah, absolutely. And the other key thing was that they reached out to their local economic developer or their local government for help, or they reached out to the state.
They used your resources to help them, to propel them.
That's right.
Which is great.
That's right.
Which is great. Okay, and so you've got the Rockstar Lunch. It's a
luncheon on the 16th, and the governor is going to proclaim Georgia Small Business Week at that luncheon.
Oh, we're
going to
have Governor Deal there. Excellent.
That's right.
Excellent.
Yeah, he's very supportive of small business, of course. You know, when 98% of Georgia's businesses employ under 100 small businesses and very small.
That is very true.
It's huge.
So 98% of the businesses state of Georgia employ under 100 employees.
That's correct.
Wow. And so that truly is the engine that is driving this economy.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, that is very impactful. Very, very impactful. And so he's going to proclaim Small Business Week. And so, Mary Ellen, I know you reached out to some of the other organizations to kind of spur the interest in hosting activities and events during this week.
Right.
And again, and you mentioned the legislative tie-in as well, hoping they encourage their communities to engage.
Right, exactly. Now, on our website, we have a new website, georgia.org/smallbusinessweek. There we are listing activities from all over the state, chambers of commerce, economic developers, they're calling in and sending me their events that are taking place, as well as organizations. So the list is growing on that site, and we are taking so many wonderful things that are going on, and it's going to grow over the years.
Yes,
you know, it definitely will grow.
The journey begins here.
Absolutely.
And so you can look back in terms of your legacy and look back years to say, wow. As this event that as it continues to grow over the years. Yeah, it just starts here.
Right.
This is exciting.
It is exciting. It is exciting.
And so on that same website, I know you. I know there's resources because I was actually out there perusing last night. And I said, wow, you guys have really got a lot of resources available to small business. Can you talk a lot about some of those resources out there that are available?
Sure, absolutely. You're one of them, of course, GMSDC. Anytime I get a call, how do I certify? Call Stacy.
Yeah, and we're happy to get them certified.
Absolutely. But there are... a plethora of resources. Most of them are the state resources. Mm-hmm. Some are federal and some are nonprofit. Some are generic enough to where we aren't touting one company over another, which
we certainly
can't do. But they are everything from basic startup steps. Where do I go for what? Because most people starting a business don't know what questions to ask. Mm-hmm. So the state has a free service, the Small Business Development Center, that guides them through every step of the
way.
Now,
the SBDCs, I want to give a shout out. They are incredible, incredible resource. We partner with them on many initiatives. They are incredible.
They are.
They are a great resource. So if you're out there and you're looking at considering starting a business, you want to tap into one of them. And many of them are tied to universities, correct?
It is through the university system.
Okay, okay. So you want to go to Georgia State, you want to Georgia Tech, you want to go to Clayton State, University of Georgia, any one of those.
Kennesaw State.
Any one of those institutions, and tap into their SBDC center, because they are phenomenal.
They are. They truly are. Truly are. And then there are questions about how do I get my business license, and do I need to register, and what employers need to know, the labor laws and all those kinds. Anything that a business has to ask, needs to know, is on that website.
Okay. And so one of the things I also noticed there, they have some industry-specific information as well. So I noticed that the Georgia Department of Economic Development is focused in some of those key industries?
Yes, there are the strategic industries, we call them, and these are industries that we know have the most potential for growth.
Oh, wow.
Or that an industry that will help us diversify our own portfolio.
Could you tell us, share a couple of what some of those industries are?
Sure. The strategic industries would be energy, aerospace, agriculture, logistics, life science, technology, and
the film and entertainment?
Manufacturing.
And manufacturing.
Yeah.
Wow. And so in terms of trends, in terms of small business, are you guys seeing trends in terms of small businesses gravitating toward those industries? What are you seeing? Are you seeing any trends in terms of small businesses in those industries?
Well, it's interesting because every one of these businesses needs suppliers. Some, they already have their suppliers, of course, and some are recruited to Georgia. Some come to Georgia because that company is coming. Sometimes they come because the company says, you have to be within 100 miles of where I am. Case in point, Kia.
Kia. Right. Yeah, they've developed that their suppliers are all very, very close. They've
Absolutely.
Done a really good job of that.
Absolutely. But in the film industry, for example, I believe that as our industries grow, so grows small business growth. And the film industry, every vendor that supports this industry is a small business. Every vendor.
You know, I think that's correct, because we had a segment here on Let's Talk Small Business where we had the film, LaRonda from the city, and we had someone from State Department of Economic Development as well.
Okay.
And I will tell you, I got so many follow up calls from that one segment about the film industry. Lots of interest, wanting to know how small businesses can really play and be strategic in the whole entertainment.
Right.
Sector.
Right.
And so we're going to do some follow-up activity around that whole sector.
Oh, good.
And really reach out and partner again with the Georgia Department of Economic
Absolutely.
Development and the City of Atlanta, the Department of Entertainment, and see how we can really maximize that from a small business perspective, because there's opportunity there.
There is.
Absolutely. And so what other trends in terms of small business have you seen any other trends in terms of over the years where this, you know, things that might be on the horizon?
Well, I would tell you what is trending just in my case is one of the hats I wear under the small business is I sort of act as an ombudsman for questions.
Okay.
I get a call, where do I go for what?
Yep.
How do I do this? How do
yep.
I do that? And I get, 550 plus calls a year. That wasn't the case 10 years ago. That wasn't the case 5 years ago. That number grows and grows and grows. And, of course, we have this wonderful website, and we get thousands and thousands of hits on that site.
Mm-hmm.
And we are just launching a new microsite next week also during
Small Business Week.
Right?
Okay.
And that's going to be even a better, quicker, easier access to resources than what we have right now.
Oh, wow.
So hopefully more people will get their questions answered on that website. And it might increase my calls, it might not, but either way, the passion has never stopped. The people that are already savvy are, you know, halfway there, but I don't think this is a trend, but it continues. But some people want to start their business without absolutely any education whatsoever. I think they, you know, we mentioned the Small Business Development Center. It is so critical, I think, for them to get some kind of business education before they even enter into it. Because so many times I'll get a call and they want a loan. They don't even know it has to be collateralized. They don't even have any money to put into the game. They haven't talked to a banker yet. They haven't gotten, you know, someone in the financial expertise to tell them what they need, what they don't need. They don't know they need a business plan. If they want to face a lender, they need that. So there are so many things that I wish they would all be able to get this education first.
Absolutely. And I suspect doing Small Business Week next week, a lot of those educational opportunities will be offered by many of the partners,
mm-hmm.
whether
mm-hmm.
it be SBDC or the SBA. I think SBA has a whole series of educational classes
that
they offer. If you're considering starting a business, what are some of the, there's a checklist, I think, that they offer mm-hmm. that says, starting here, mm-hmm. do you have a business mm-hmm. plan? Because if you don't have a plan, it's kind of hard to figure out where you're going without a roadmap. Now, you might end up there, but it's going to take a lot of turns along the journey.
Exactly.
As opposed
exactly.
to taking a straight route. And so I think next week, if for all those that are listening, if you're thinking about starting a business, considering it, or even changing some of the components of your business, use next week as that fresh start to kind of develop a plan of how you get there. And so there'll be lots of resources, lots of things available to help you navigate and to change the plan, whether it's a business plan or a strategic plan. You need a plan, regardless of what it is, to help you get there. And then there's organizations like SBDCs, SBA, GMSDC, mm-hmm. Lots of organizations mm-hmm. that can help you get there to help you be successful right. in growing your business, because that's what all of us want, really, is the growth right. of these businesses.
And one of the important things you said, if you have that plan, you can... It doesn't have to end up where you wrote it on that paper, because you're going to see innovation. You're going to see different ways to do things. That plan, if you need money, if you need to borrow money, they have to see how you're going to pay it back. That's a key thing about that business plan.
And we talk about this all the time. The number one issue that we all hear about for minority small businesses is capital. Mm-hmm. Capital in some form is the number one challenge. So much so this year, we're partnering with multiple organizations, SBA, the Latin American Association, Georgia Hispanic Chamber, multiple organizations for a financial summit, April 10th, and the Federal Reserve. How can I not forget Federal Reserve? It's going to be hosted at the Federal Reserve on April the 10th, where we're going to talk about all of those capital kinds of challenges and issues. And, you know, what are some of the options? You've got debt, you've got equity, you've got crowdfunding, you've got angel, you've got alternative kinds of financing, you've got now. And then, you know, even Dun and Bradstreet, and how does your Duns and your credit, and how do all of those things impact mm-hmm. you? Because mm-hmm. as you said, if you're trying to start a business, you're going to need capital, whether you're bootstrapping it or friends and family.
That's right.
Everybody wants to be paid back. And how is that going to happen if you don't have a plan?
That's right.
And if you've got an investor that's not interested in return on investment or a payback, mm-hmm. I would say capitalize that, take advantage of that, and run with it.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if you know somebody who's giving away money, I'd really like for you to call me, because I'm very, very interested in that opportunity.
I don't think there are folks out there, but you make a good point. You know, nobody starts a large business. So even the icons you see out there every day, they all started in that garage. They started in their room. They started very small. Spanx, for example. She had $5,000,
sure
right?
That's right.
$5,000.
Sure,
and look at it now.
And an innovative idea.
Absolutely.
That started with her cutting off some pantyhose.
That's right.
And figuring out, how do I keep all this stuff together?
That's right. She didn't wake up one day and say, I'm going to start a business.
Yeah.
She became the business once she got tired of the panty lines.
Right? Yeah, that's exactly right. And we thank her for that.
And we thank her for that.
Every single day, we appreciate all that she's done for the rest of us. But you're right. There are lots of resources. So at the luncheon next week, you're going to be recognizing some folks, right?
Yes, these are the rock stars. We had 54 nominations from all over the state.
Oh, wow. So throughout the state, 54.
Right. And the criteria was they had to employ under 100. They had to have that innovative approach, or well, their story had to be judged on, but then they also had to reach out to resources, and that was key.
Yeah.
Because the audience is filled with economic developers and partners from all over the state. And we want all of these folks to see that. Businesses, no matter what the size, need help, can grow, are huge in your local economy. So we judged them and didn't say, you know, we want to pick three winners. We just wanted to see who was going to rise to the top. And six fantastic.
Six out of 54?
Companies just popped. It's fantastic. But then we had just a break in score, and we had seven that scored so high, and they were so outstanding that now we have seven honorable mentions. So they will be recognized as
well. Oh, so you have seven honorable mentions.
Yes.
But that's incredible. But 54 companies were nominated.
Mm-hmm. Some nominated themselves, but
that's
most
okay.
were nominated by someone else. Oh, yeah. Anybody
so
can
do
nominate.
We get to hear all the nominees, all 54?
Mm-hmm. No. You're going to meet the six winners, and they're going to speak, and then the seven honorable mentions will be recognized.
But you know what? I think there's an opportunity there. Mm-hmm. What, you know, George, you could do some sort of publication on all 54 and, you know, introduce them or electronically in some way, some creative, innovative way, introducing all 54 to us electronically, maybe.
Well, they will be at the luncheon because we have a map and all the winners and all the nominees
we'll get
are
a chance
plotted
to
on the map, and on the back are all their names.
Oh, so all 54 will get a chance to see them and their industries and their businesses.
Absolutely.
So there's an opportunity for the small businesses to network together, because one of the things GMSDC is focused on this year is small businesses doing business with each other.
Each other. Mm-hmm.
And so to the extent they know who other small businesses are and what they do, there's an opportunity for them to capitalize on doing business with each other. So there's a networking opportunity there that they get by coming to the luncheon,
right.
Which is going to be held at
the Georgia Tech Hotel and Conference Center on 5th and Spring.
Okay, and there's a fee, so they need and they go online and register
at geda.org,
and it's at 12 to 1:30.
Networking starts at 11.
Right. And so you want to get there early. You want to take the opportunity to network. You want to meet these other small businesses, because there's an opportunity for you to do business with any 54 unique and phenomenal companies throughout the state. You never know. There may be a partnership, alliance, opportunity in one of the 54.
That's right. Now, these winners will be posted on our website, georgia.org/rockstars, and photos and all of that. There'll be press releases. The governor's office will issue a press release right after the luncheon on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So names will get out there, and then we're going to use their photos on our marketing materials, on websites and hashtags and...
Oh, I see a social media. Yeah, Facebook, yes. Facebook hashtag, Twitter. You're going to tweet them out and all that?
Oh, and also hashtag GA Small Biz. Start talking about yourselves.
Oh, so we can start using the hashtag
yes,
now.
You can.
Okay.
Hashtag GA Small Biz.
You know, because I think if I'm not, yes, I think we've tried to use that. I think we used that one before too. Because we use some hashtags all the time.
Good.
Yeah, we use hashtags all the time to create the buzz.
Yeah.
Are you going to be there? Are you going to be there? I've got to be there. Yeah, start the buzz right now about next week. So the small business luncheon. That's exciting that all of those businesses are going to be there. They're going to be recognized. The governor is going to participate. And the legislative team is in session in that they're going to take part in being.
And they'll be there too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Is it the whole?
Some of the legislators.
Yeah, yes,
will
of course.
Be there, of course.
Clearly small. And then they have a subcommittee that focuses on small business as well.
They do.
And so, yes, that's great that they're supporting this initiative. I think it's outstanding. And we will be there. GMSDC will be supporting
Fantastic.
As well. We would not miss it as our support for small businesses throughout the state of Georgia. So it's exciting.
That's good. And your mentor protege, Veronica, she will be there as well.
Yes.
And one of her former protege graduates is one of our winners.
Excellent.
I will not mention his name
yet. I know.
So we're excited about
that. Yeah, we're excited that that's going to happen. So for those of you who may not know, GMSDC, in partnership with the Georgia Department of Economic Development and Georgia Tech, the Georgia Mentor Protege Connection. It's a mentoring program for 1 year, that small businesses are partnered with a corporation to be mentored to help them grow their business. And so what Mary Ellen was just referring to is one of the rock stars is an alumni of the program. So for those of you that might be interested in being mentored in helping grow your business, you can always, the class just started last month, but there'll be a class again next year. So you can always Google, go out to Georgia Mentor Protege Connection and check out the program, find out more information, and you too can be a mentor, a protege in the program and be growing your business in the 2016 program. Wow, we're in the 2015 program.
We are.
In the 2016 program. So please check out Georgia Mentor Protege Connection. And so as we're continuing to the dialogue on small business, what any parting words of wisdom or any comments or any thoughts you would have for small businesses in terms of what you're seeing from your office, Mary Ellen?
Well, I would love for them to go to georgia.org/smallbusiness and get familiar with resources and get some education and start on the right step. There are plenty of resources out there to help them. But one thing I wanted to bring to mind, you know, everyone shops on the internet, and that's just fine. But just if you keep in mind about shopping at home, you know, that sounds like a little small town kind of promotion thing. Mm-hmm. But home is Atlanta to me and to you guys. Mm-hmm. So even though it's a bigger home, it still is affected. So, mm-hmm. For example, if you spend $100 in an independently owned store at home, mm-hmm. 68 of those dollars stay home.
Oh, okay.
If you spend $100 in a chain that's in your home, but it's a chain, $43 stays home. If you're on the internet and you hit send, how much do you think stays at home?
Oh, probably very little.
Nothing.
Nothing stays at home. Okay.
Right. So shop everywhere, but remember, you know, before you hit send, maybe you can find it locally first.
Oh, so is there an initiative or focus around shopping with small businesses?
Well, you know, each community can have their own kind of promotion for that kind of program, and I think every November, I think Amex is it that has a Saturday Small Business Saturday.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, you know, those figures I just gave you, that they hit home every time that shop at home on Saturday.
You know, that's probably a good idea, and I think taking that one step further. Every time you do business with another small business in your community, probably those dollars stay right here.
Absolutely.
And so as opposed to doing something else, let's encourage each other to do business with each other.
That's right.
Because that stays right in the community. You're circulating those dollars right here in the great state of Georgia. And that's what we're about. We're about creating economic development and economic wealth here in this great state.
That's right.
So let's encourage everybody to do business with other small businesses, do business with businesses that are anchored in this state. We love all the businesses that come to the state and that are part of our great state.
We do.
We love them all.
All sizes.
We love all sizes. But let's grow Georgia. So again, thank you, Mary Ellen, for joining us. Tell us again the rock star luncheon that is next week. Tell us again how to get tickets, where at time, the location. Right. Tell us everything all over again because we want to make sure everybody's there. We want to blow it out.
All right. The Small Business Rockstars Luncheon is at the Georgia Tech Hotel and Conference Center, which is right in Midtown on 5th and Spring. Networking starts at 11. The luncheon's from noon to 1:30. Governor Deal will proclaim Georgia's first ever Small Business Week at that luncheon. And then we will salute the six outstanding rock stars of small business throughout the state at the luncheon. GEDA.org to register.
That's the new website, right?
No, that is the registration for the luncheon.
Okay, that's the registration for the luncheon.
But you can always go to georgia.org/rockstars and find it there as well.
Excellent. So we want to see everyone there. We want to have a standing room only crowd for the Rockstar Luncheon. Again, I want to thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a part of the family. We truly appreciate all the support you give GMSDC.
Anytime.
And to our listeners, we want to thank you for joining us for this edition of Let's Talk Small Business. We want to thank our sponsors, the Coca-Cola Company, Georgia Power, the Cox family of companies, Randstad, and am I forgetting anybody today? And Wells Fargo. For without our sponsors, this would not be possible. So we'll tune in next week for the next edition of Let's Talk Small Business. We're out. Take care.